Welcome to the Intuitive Rising Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Brooks. This is a podcast that invites you to remember who you are, return to yourself, and rise into your highest and best soul self. Every week, I will be sharing inspiring conversations about topics that hold keys to your awakening. My mission as an international evidential psychic medium, Reiki practitioner, and intuitive mentor is to help you rise into who you were born to be. Enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Intuitive Rising Podcast. I am your host, Amy Brooks, and it is so lovely to see you once again. I hope you are doing so well. Thanks for joining me. As you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, I have done a little bit of an office refresh, and that was spurred upon our internet, our home internet, being cut off for 6 days. And we didn't know why, and our service provider couldn't figure out why until they sent a technician, and that took 6 days for them to do that. Won't complain about that too much, but anyways, it was a broken fiber line outside, which the technician said he had actually never seen before, but I digress. So that time off, because I couldn't do any client work as I work virtually and I couldn't record any podcast, I was given the gift, this at least is how I chose to view it, the gift of time to do other things. Was it a struggle at times? Yes, because as many of you guys know, I've said over the years so many times that I'm a people pleaser in recovery. So one of the more difficult things for me to do is to tell people no or to potentially disappoint them. And obviously having to reschedule sessions that people have been waiting, you know, months for, doesn't make me feel very good. But it's one of those things that happen from time to time. And I do, and I have learned to trust in divine timing. There always seems to be a reason. We don't know that often, like in the moment, but the reason is revealed to us over time. And so in this case, I felt like I was being given a gift of time to take care of some other things. And so some beautiful things that happened was more family time, more time outdoors, more time to read. I read 3 books in those 6 days, as well as I painted my office. I was going to just paint this back wall behind me. If you're on YouTube, you can see it. I painted it a fun color green. It was called French mint. So it's kind of minty and it looks a little different depending on the light. But right now in the daytime with the blinds open, you can see it in its glory. I was just going to do that back wall. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to continue. So I went down this whole wall that's to the right of me here. And it's a very long wall. It's the length of the basement, but I did it in true ADHD hyperfixation mode. It's like I'm getting this done. And after 5 or 6 hours, my office was, at least behind me, was back to being set up, including like spaced where the artwork would go and all of that stuff. That was a gift that came out of the time that I had, that I was able to dedicate some time to something that I had been wanting to do. I love my new background space. I hope that you guys do too, and that it reflects who I am. I very much feel that it does. So with that being said, I'm here today to talk about automatic writing. And so we're going to talk all about that. What does that mean? And how to go about it, and you know, how that has worked for me and all of that stuff. But before I do that, I'm going to give a couple updates. Number one is that I am now, after 3 years of practice, I am now offering Reiki healing sessions. So those are available on my website, which is theintuitiverising.com. I was attuned with level 1 and 2 Holy Fire Reiki in the fall of 2022. And so that has been, 3.5 years now. And I have been practicing and I use it on myself sometimes, my children or my pets. But I kind of decided that it was time to do so because I waited to respond. I was kind of like in the back of my mind, and then the universe gave me an opportunity. So somebody that I've worked with before in other capacities, including the work that I used to do before I was a psychic medium and a Reiki practitioner, when I used to work in human resources at our local hospital facility, I worked with someone there. And then that someone has become a client of mine over the years. And she brought an opportunity to me around Reiki and wondered if I did that. She knew that I had Reiki, that I had been attuned, but she wondered if I had offered sessions. And I said, not yet, but you know what? I'm taking this as an invitation to accept, as it has been on my mind lately, and I am ready to offer that to people. So, I just kind of, as I do when that happens, when an idea kind of comes to me, I'm raring to go and I go right with it. And so by the end of that day, I'd created an offering and, you know, posted it up and booked a handful of sessions so far since that's been up. So that's only been a week or so. So it's really exciting. If you are interested in that, let me know. Go and check out the website so you can read about it. It is slightly unique in the sense that I am not only offering Reiki healing during that session, I am also incorporating the abilities that I have in terms of mediumistically, psychically, whether higher self things come through or inner child or past life. Those are all things that I do and sessions that I offer, but this Reiki healing is kind of opening myself up to any and all of those type things that may come through as I am providing Reiki to you. So that's a kind of a unique offering, I feel, and a fun one that will be happening virtually, as all of my sessions do. Will be happening without the client being with me. So if this is something you're interested in, what will happen is you will purchase that offering, and then within a week or so, I'll email you and let you know the date and time in which I will be doing that for you, so that you might want to take that time to just be aware and consciously aware that I am going to be offering you Reiki at that time. So some people like to, you know, take a few minutes to be silent during that time or rest during that time, but you don't have to. You can go about your day if it happens to be happening at a time that you're busy. You don't have to do anything during that time, but it's just nice to know when it's going to happen. And then after that happens, I will record a short video just letting you know what it is that came up, what it is that we worked through, any intuitive hits or insights that come in, and then I will email it off to you. So if that's of interest to you, please check out my website. I would be honored to do one of those sessions for you. That is the first thing on my update list. The second thing is to update you guys about the first event that I did. So I let you guys know about that a little bit ago, that I had been invited to do a mediumship event, a platform mediumship event for a group of seniors. And it felt like an immediate gut heck yes. This is what I've been waiting for. This is the first event that I want to do. Now, I've done lots of live events over the years, but this is the first one in person that I have agreed to. I was just waiting for something to feel like a heck yes inside, and this was it. So it went really well. It was held in an absolutely gorgeous space in downtown Halifax on the top floor of this long-term care facility, and there was about 30, 35 seniors there, as well as some caretakers and some staff that sat in. And I believe there was 5 readings that were done during that. So 5 in-depth connections with 5 different people there, kind of just let spirit lead me and take me where we wanted to go. And it was a really beautiful experience. And it warmed my heart so much to be able to, you know, give that to people that are, you know, late in life. And I had one lady come up to me afterwards and said, you know, I never thought that would happen to me. I never never thought that I'd be speaking today, that I'd like have a reading, that someone would call on me, that I would have that experience. And it had just, she said, this has like changed my life. I just want you to know that. And it was an amazing, amazing thing to hear and an amazing thing to be a part of. So the ladies that reached out to me and organized that and invited me, they had mentioned that they listened to my podcast from time to time. So if you're listening, thank you so much for the opportunity. It was absolutely beautiful. And with that being said, I now feel much more confident moving forward in booking other events. So if you are somebody that is local to me and you are hoping that I could do a platform mediumship event, reach out on my website. You can reach me at theintuitiverising.com. Okay, I think that's all I had to say. The office update, the Reiki offering, and the in-person event that I did. Okay, so let's talk about automated writing. So automated writing is something that comes up quite often, to be honest, in intuitive guidance sessions, especially if there is a desire to hear about some intuitive development work. Like sometimes a person's higher self, when I'm connecting to them for intuitive guidance, will bring forth things like automated writing as a suggestion of something that will help that person kind of develop and trust a little bit more in their intuition or their channeling or whatever it is that they're interested in. And sometimes it's, you know, that person is reaching out to me and saying, hey, like, what do you feel is the best thing that I should begin or start with? And so because it comes up so often, and also because it's something that I did back in the beginning of my journey as well, I thought it would be a worthwhile thing to talk about. So let's talk about all things automated writing. So automated writing, and this is based on my experience and my opinion, is the practice, and that is key. It is a practice, just like meditation is a practice. It's something that we commit to and we do consistently. It is a practice of taking some time out every single day and writing. And so you're going to need a notebook and you're going to need a pen, or you can choose to do this on the computer if that's what you would rather do. And you will kind of decide how long you want to do this every day. Now, I wouldn't start with a big, large number of time, amount of time, because then, you know, it could almost feel like homework for you. And I don't want it to feel like homework, but I do want you to commit to it. So it's best that you choose a time that you feel like you could do every day, that you could commit to. For me, I believe in the beginning it was 5 minutes. And this is the most common length of time that I hear from spirit or from a person's higher self to kind of do this for. So we're going to commit to 5 minutes a day. Now, for me, I chose to do this early in the morning with my cup of tea or coffee. But, you know, you could choose to do it on your lunch hour or when you're waiting in the car as your kids are in an activity, or you could do it at bedtime. It really doesn't matter. But just try to pick a time of day that works best for you and you feel like you can commit to. And this 5 minutes is just a brief little snippet of time. It's nothing that feels too daunting or overwhelming or undoable. And so you're going to get your notebook out and your pen. And during this 5 minutes of time, your commitment is simply to write in your notebook. And, you know, because our brains are used to only picking up a pen and pencil when we have something to say, something to write down, a note to take, our brains are used to, when we write, thinking. Right? It's like, what do I want to write? We are actively a part of that process of thinking what we want to write. And so because of that, during the beginning, I would say like maybe 2 weeks, 10 days to 2 weeks, you are likely to be actively thinking about what you're writing for those 5 minutes a day. You know, it might be like, okay, this is what I have to do today. This is how I felt when I had that conversation. This is what I'd like to do in the future. It doesn't really matter. Just allow yourself to get in the flow and in the practice of writing every day for 5 minutes.
what will happen eventually, and I found in my experience and in the experiences of others when I have recommended this for them and they have done it, what ends up happening is normally around that 2-week period. Sometimes it's a little longer for some people. Sometimes it's a little shorter. No judgment here. Don't pressure yourself with this. But normally around that time period, we will notice that we begin to write things that we haven't actively thought of. So it may be just a word. It may be a sentence. It may be a paragraph. The thing is just that we get in the habit of channeling. Like, this is an act of channeling. An act of channeling. So we begin to move into that place of reception. So a psychic or a medium, an intuitive, when they set their intention to connect, they become receptive. So they're no longer in this kind of acting, thinking mode, and instead they're in a receptive mode. So similarly to when you are sleeping and dreaming, most of us aren't controlling every single thing that we're doing. I would say, I don't know anybody that's controlling every single thing that they're doing in their dreams, but, most of us are just kind of laying there and being given an image and like a movie, right? It's like we're watching a movie. We're not actively choosing what's happening during that dream. I give that example because it's like an example rather of receiving. We're just receiving information. You're receiving information right now. You're listening to me and you're receiving it. The act of this automated writing is to get more in practice with receiving. So allowing your brain to kind of take a step back and allowing time for you to be able to receive things that you didn't actively think of. So this works in meditation for some people, or what I usually say is, the flow. Where are you when you are in the flow? Are you driving your car? Are you swimming? Are you in the shower? Are you dancing? Where is it where you almost seem to empty your brain out? Your brain isn't actively thinking. You're just suspended for a moment and receiving. It's similar to that. So we're going to get in the habit of that. And then we're going to get those little gifts around that 2-week, 3-week mark in which we're like, oh my goodness, I wrote a word and I didn't actively think it, but there it is. Where did that come from? Those are good signs that we are becoming more receptive. We're becoming more receptive to receive what it is that we need to receive. We keep at this. We commit to it for as long as we can. Eventually, we'll be writing whole pages of things that we didn't think of. I wrote a whole chapter that was published in a collaborative book this way. I sat down with a rough idea of what it is that I wanted to write. So in that sense, it's a little different, but the actual like structure or the order or anything like that, I allowed to just flow through me. And the whole chapter was written in a few hours without me actively thinking. It was as if I was sitting down and somebody else was in control of my fingers. And it was a magical experience. And I want you guys to feel that way as too. I want you to experience what it feels like to channel. And I feel like this, doing it through automated writing, it's also really, really helpful for people because it is almost feels more obvious because it's on paper. So it's like a tangible thing. It's like we wrote that down with our hands, but we didn't actively think, or we feel like we weren't a part of it when we wrote it down, versus as when we are channeling with our minds and we're opening ourselves up to spirit that way. Sometimes it can be a little bit more difficult to discern like what is our thought versus what is a message that we're receiving from elsewhere. And so that can be something that we talk about. I'll talk a little bit about more in another episode. But today I just really want to give a short and sweet automated writing rundown. So to recap, we are going to buy a notebook and pen. We are going to commit to however many minutes a day you feel you can swing it, at whatever time of day you want to do it. And we're just going to try to get out of our own brains for 5 minutes or so. We're going to write down whatever it is that wants to come out, even if it's your grocery list. Okay. And we're going to do this consistently until we get to the point where we begin to receive information that we didn't actively think. And this is going to feel so exciting for you. It's going to be like, oh my God, where did that come from? Maybe I actually can channel. Maybe I actually can do this. And that's the excitement that I receive and I hear from people time and time again when they have a word or a sentence that comes through and they didn't actively think it. There's so much excitement and it builds confidence in your own intuitive development. And once you kind of get that ball rolling, you can begin to play with it a little bit. You can decide to write a letter. Say, for instance, I had a client who did this, dear mom, you know, their mom was in the spirit world. And when they were writing, it felt like they were writing to her. And then it felt like there was response coming back as if it was like a back and forth conversation. Dear mom, what do you think about this? And then the next thing was like, you know, what she thought about it. And that was a real breakthrough in that particular client's intuitive development in which they felt, oh my goodness, like I really am channeling. And then when they got that, you know, they felt more confident to then be able to do it the way that I do it in terms of like in your mind. So, I wanted to share that. I hope that that helps you understand what automated writing is. I hope that it, is something that you guys will give yourself a chance on. We're approaching a new month, not very far off from when this episode will go out. So maybe it's something that you can begin the beginning of May. And it can be something that you carry through the month of May. And then we recap and see how you have done. If you begin to do this and you would mind sharing your experiences, what happens, how do you feel, give any sort of updates about that at all, that would be so helpful. And that's something that I can share with others as we move forward. Well, that's what I've got for you today. Thank you so much for joining me and I will see you back here real soon. Take good care.
If you have enjoyed this episode, please consider hopping on over to wherever you listen to your podcast and giving it a 5-star review. Thank you so much in advance. If you'd like to keep in touch, please head over to my website, theintuitiverising.com, to keep up with all the things that I have been doing. I also have a private Facebook community for people just like you. It's called the Intuitive Rising Community. All you gotta do is request to join and I will let you in. Keep rising.